a new step toward getting your young children vaccinated for COVID. Health advisors saying that they've endorsed the kids' side doses of Pfizer's vaccine for children 5 to 11 years old. That vote tonight was by an FDA advisory panel. Now, the FDA isn't bound by the recommendation and is expected to make its own decision within days.
If regulators agree, shots could begin as early as late next week. Young kids would get just a third of the dose given to teens and adults. A study found kid-sized vaccinations are nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections. Let's take you live tonight to Carrie Althoff. She's an epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. It's so nice of you to be with us, Carrie. We've kind of outlined the basics, as you heard. What would you add from your position of expertise to getting shots in little kids' arms?
Well, I think one of the things that was discussed in great detail today was this benefit and risk balance between getting shots in arms in kids and also keeping them safe. So they reviewed what they had of the data, looking at the safety of this vaccine. The safety data looked very good in about 2,200 children, half of which were followed about 2 months, half for about 2.5 weeks after full vaccination. There were no events of myocarditis or pericarditis in these younger kids, age 5 to 11. It is something that we are going to continue to monitor, but really this vaccine showed very high effectiveness against just symptomatic illness. And I think a lot of parents are going to be relieved to know that they can do more to help protect their kids and really keep them in school.
So, Carrie, if I'm a parent and my child gets the shots, when will the shot be effective? When can I tell my kids that it's okay to go outside and play?
So this is the Pfizer vaccine. It is, as you mentioned, a smaller dose. So it's about a third of the size. It's 10 micrograms as compared to the dosage that was given to those 12 and above. But it does follow the same dosing schedule. So they'll hopefully be able to get a first shot very soon, depending on what the ACIP says next week and the CDC's final recommendations from the director after their meetings next Tuesday and Wednesday. After that first dose, you'll wait for 3 weeks, and then you'll get a second dose. And then about 2 weeks after that, you'll reach fully vaccinated status, your child will. So that's really the time. So unfortunately, we're not going to have 5 to 11-year-olds meeting that Thanksgiving deadline, but they will be partially vaccinated, assuming everything is smooth with the rollout. And for the December holidays, a lot of kids will be ready and fully vaccinated by that time.
Are you at all concerned about vaccine hesitancy again, with many parents perhaps refusing to get this for their kids?
I think vaccine hesitancy is something that needs to continuously be addressed. I know a lot of parents have asked me questions about this, and parents have been thinking about this for their 5 to 11-year-olds for a couple of months now. There were 1 million children in the United States between August and October who were out of school with a confirmed COVID infection. That's nearly 27,000 isolation days that parents and students negotiated. In order to reduce the likelihood that your child will become ill with COVID, COVID is now a vaccine-preventable illness, and we have to remember that it is in the top 10 causes of death for children ages 5 to 11, which is who are hopefully going to be eligible very soon. And so vaccine hesitancy is definitely something all parents probably experience at one point or another. We're so in charge of protecting these small children. Reaching out to your pediatrician or other trusted healthcare providers if you have questions is something I know parents have been doing and will continue to do as the vaccine becomes available.
Carrie, got 20 seconds left, but does the shot in the arm mean the mask can come off?
We will see. I think if we can get schools with a high percent vaccinated, yeah, we are marching towards those marks. There will be more metrics coming forth, I imagine, for both state and federal agencies talking about when those masks could potentially come off in schools.
Good to hear from you tonight. Thanks a lot.
Have a great evening.
Same to you. Carrie Althoff, their epidemiologist at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.